April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello, is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer coming your way. Yowie, what up, buddy?
So I don't know if I've ever told you this about myself.
Oh, that's a good lead-in right there. I like that.
Yeah. I never, almost never leave the house without showering. Like if I'm going anywhere at all, right,
really?
I take a shower.
Like right before you go?
Because I like to feel
what?
Nice and
really?
Clean and confident. I'm excited. Yeah. So
that is weird.
Here's why this ties in.
This morning,
I'm looking at the Parks website, as I normally do, debating Masters, which we can get into if you want. And I see that they have the NFL over-under win totals updated on their website, ready to go. And so I say, let's talk about it on the pod. I took a shower prior to the pod, did my hair,
no,
and got
didn't.
Dressed
no, you didn't.
Just to
no,
feel
you
good
didn't.
And confident
no,
ready for this
didn't.
Pod. Because
no.
I am so excited to talk about the over-unders for these teams. Just, I'm ready to go.
I don't even know how to respond. You're the best.
I'm that excited.
You might be the first person ever to shower for a non-video podcast. It's pretty impressive.
I even said to myself, we're recording at 2, so around 11, I was like, I'm going to shower. I was like, I'll get in the shower around 1:15, 1:20. So I've been planning this, and I'm ready to go.
Just the idea that you shower whenever you leave the house, that's
time.
A lot. It's a lot to ask.
Well, my schedule's not very cool.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm not leaving the house often, but when I do, I shower.
All right, so. Quickly, we're going to get into love. So excited. You texted me, you're like, NFL over-unders are up. I'm like, day made, week made, next few weeks made. We're going to dive into all of them. And we're going to start with the one that matters, the NFCs. But quickly, before we dive into that, you mentioned the Masters. You're throwing some shekels on it because you can bet on the Masters, on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, bet on who's going to win, daily totals, all that type of stuff. You place any?
I did. Now, I will say I've never bet on golf before. So,
so
I don't.
Caveat.
Yeah,
for anyone
I don't
listening.
Know what I'm doing. Yeah. So I mean, look, I'm excited. I've heard that it's very fun to gamble on because you can update your bet really, I think, each day or throughout the whole tournament, which is kind of like live betting, but somewhat different because there's a reset. Yeah, so I just picked three names I knew. Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, and Dustin Johnson. Let me see what I got. I got Brooks Koepka at plus 2,700. That feels like a good one. Jordan Spieth plus 1,100.
That feels like a good one, sure.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson plus 900. The interesting thing is they're all long favorites.
Well,
all the odds were super
long.
Oh, well,
that's the point. That's the point because, like, it's golf. You know, there's no one coming in with, like, that is a major favorite. It makes sense. Like, it is – you're betting on long shots no matter who you're picking to win, and very likely one of those three won't win. If I were going to bet on anyone, I would have bet on Spieth. I like that bet. Koepka coming off an injury. I think it was like a month ago he had surgery, so I don't know.
Well, apparently he's, I saw it. And
yeah, he's doing fine, apparently.
It's wild that they don't show it live on TV. Like, what year is this? Like, just play the whole thing live on TV, right? But apparently he's doing well through the beginning phases. So I'm a big narrative guy, as you know, if people have listened to this pod. I could see a narrative of like, wow, I can't believe he won this, you know, 1 month after whatever. So I think that's a good bet too.
I like that. We're narrative people. All right, so you can bet on the Masters on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app, anything and everything. We'll dive more into what else you could do there in a bit. But all right, quickly, we're going to dive into these over-unders. Quick synopsis. Jordan Howard, who cares? That's our official take on Jordan Howard. I'm assuming you agree with that official take. We're good with that, the official take?
Yeah, I don't care. He'll be a training camp body. Yeah, we don't know.
Exactly. Okay, but Eric Wilson, at Kyle Play, what do you think of the Eric Wilson signing?
I like it. I like it a lot. I had him on a list of guys I thought the Eagles should target when free agency opened. Look, if you look at where the Eagles are at right now, and we'll certainly get into the debate on this pod, really, on like how good they could be next year. But regardless of what you think they could be next year, where they should be in free agency is adding guys with upside that they can get for cheap. Similar to Anthony Harris, Eric Wilson's 3 years younger and far less established. But Eric Wilson last year, first year as a starter, had a monster year. I think he was third in the NFL in tackles, like 122 tackles, had three interceptions, three sacks, I think. So he had a monster year. And then you get him for 1 year deal, $3.5 million, only 26 years old. Now, the team's history of 1 year linebacker deals is not good, as we've seen. Like every year they sign a linebacker for 1 year and he always ends up being a bust. So I'll take that caveat, but I think he's the best one that they've signed. And look, again, not a lot of money, ton of upside, young, position of need. I don't see, there's nothing not to like about it. I think it's a great move.
Yeah, I think it's a fine move. Look, he's an undrafted guy who wasn't a starter until last year. Injury forced him into being a starter, and he absolutely produced. I think the flaw with it, and you mentioned it with the idea of, like, it's a one-year contract. So if you're signing someone with upside, you're signing to a one-year deal. Like, what's really the point of that? You know what I mean? Like, at least do two, and maybe you get a year.
Well, I'm sure he'd want it.
I'm sure. I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to say, like, wow, what a signing, because it's, like, it's fine. You know, it's a fine signing for this year. I think he looks like a nice player, but, you know, it's a one-year, $3 million deal. It's like, whatever. I think it's a fine signing. I'm not going to go with great signing, but I think it's a fine signing.
Quickly, where I will say to be more along your view of it is, again, like, I think when it comes to Howie's track record, like, the 1 year free agency signings in 2017 worked out. But outside of that, he's had a lot of trouble finding value free agency signings.
Yeah,
Will Park last year, Jatavius Brown, I think his name was, or maybe he's Jarvis Brown.
Jamon.
He retired.
So, oh, yeah. Brown retired. Yes. They're talking Jamon Brown. I was like, that was
Yeah, that was another bad one. So I think that you could certainly go into it with a level of skepticism. Again, I think this guy is probably the best linebacker they've signed in a while, but only 1 year. And yeah, I like it. I mean, I would give it an A. I mean, I don't see why it would be anything much lower than that, unless you're just basically...
It's like a BB plus. It's a fine signing. Like, he's not... He was a starter for 1 year. He's an undrafted guy. It's not like this guy's a stud. It's not like you're saying, middle linebacker of the future.
Year.
Right, it's fine. Like, how is that an A? Like, I think it's like a BB plus. Like, it's a fine signing, right?
Well,
you're an easier grader than I am.
The signing, my guess is you're not going to agree with my over-under take on the Eagles.
Forget the Eric Wilson signing. I wasn't going to do it. They could have signed whoever. Not even a good free agent out there. All right, well, let's dive into it. As, again, all the NFL over-unders are on the Parx Casino Sportsbook now. You can bet on them. And as Elliot and I, we went through this last year, and if you go back and look to what we did last year and what we said, you could have made a lot of money, because Elliot Short Parx told you that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to win the Super Bowl on these pods that we are doing right now. And they were like plus whatever. I can't remember off the top of my head, but guess what? It was a hell of a lot more than what they were at the end of the season.
Yes.
So you can find early value with this stuff. So this is important stuff. All right. We'll set the table and then we'll go one by one, Elliot, just to give off the top so people have a understanding of where the over-unders are at. The Eagles have the lowest over-under. And remember, 17 games. Eagles have the lowest over-under at 6.5. The Giants are next at 7. Washington after that at 8. And then Cowboys at 9.5 with the highest over-under in the division. How should we do it? Should we go top to bottom or bottom to top? Save the Eagles for last or do the Eagles first?
Save the Eagles for last.
I think so, too.
The one interesting note I would make, and maybe we could do this team by team, is so the over-under for the Eagles is 6.5. But if you bet the over, it's 134. If you bet the under, it's plus 110. So it kind of gives you a read on where they think it's more likely to go.
Yeah, that actually is interesting. So that they're expecting more people to bet the over there is what they're saying. So that or more people Correct. Are betting the over is a better way to put it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that is interesting. And we'll give those as we go. So let's start with Dallas. Dallas, to your point. So Dallas 9.5, but to the point you just made, it looks like more people are betting the under. The under is minus 134. The over is plus 110. So the over is the long shot of the two, as it were. What do you think about the Cowboys at 9.5?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time this morning doing research on all these teams and how they've kind of fared with over-unders in the past. So I look at the past 10 years of each team. And one thing that stuck out to me with the Cowboys is, you know, they have that narrative of they're always hyped up in the offseason and they very rarely meet it. That backs it up. Like this, their record against the over-under spread backs it up. If you look over the past 10 years, they've never had an over-under under 8.5. Like that's
pretty wild, man.
When you look at the other teams in the division, they're very often, you know, in the sixes, stuff like that. So the Cowboys have never had an over-under over the last 10 years under 8.5. When it's been that, though, they're 3-7 in terms of hitting the over. So they very rarely hit this over. I think 9.5 is way too high for the Cowboys. I like them. I think, and again, it is 17 games, so you have to readjust your mindset a little bit. I like the Cowboys, but even when they had Dak last year playing at a high level, they weren't that great. Mike McCarthy, I said I was big on him last year. I was wrong. I'm not completely giving up on him, but clearly I don't think he's an advantage like I thought he was last year. The division's bad. That helps them, but their schedule is tough. I mean, you look at who they play and, you know, obviously the division, they play the same games, but Kansas City, Chargers, Vikings, Saints, Tampa Bay, Patriots, let me see. They go at Denver, at Carolina. Like, they don't have an easy schedule. So I think 9.5 is way too high for them. I think, like, 7.5 would be, like, a number I would have trouble, like, deciding on. Well, so I would definitely.
All right, so hold up. Though, because and we'll get to your best bet and all that. I think everyone knows they've listened to you. We know where you're going with the best bet in the division. But in terms of predicting the division winner, you still think Dallas will win the division, right? Like, if you had to pick a team to win the division officially, forgetting the odds and stuff, you still think Dallas wins the division, right?
So if I had to pick one, and just being completely honest, I wouldn't feel confident picking a winner right now. Like, I think these teams are all very even.
So what you're saying is
if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Dallas.
So you expect that there to be a under 500 division winner again is the takeaway there.
Close to it, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're saying 7.5, I mean, that's under. I mean, that'd be a problem, right? Because they have to go 9 wins to be a 500 team. It's 9-8 is a 500 team. So unless you would have them over 8.5 and you think they win the division, then you're saying you think the division will be won. I mean, based on the numbers, won by a sub-500 record again. You think the division's that bad again?
I do not think the division is good. So I get what you're saying, but just overall, though, I think that the division winner is going to be around 500, like 9-8. I guess I can't figure out what the alternate of that would be.
9-8, 8-9.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, but I agree with the 17 game schedule. It is weird, but I think that the winner of this division is going to be a game above or a game below 500.
Okay, that's interesting. Like I generally lean there too. To me, I think 8.5. I think the Cowboys feel like a 9 or 10 win team, so they're either right over or right under on this. I think they win the division with a record like that if I had to bet on it. So this one's close for me. I would probably this is a stay away bet for me. I would probably wait and see how Dak's looking. If Dak looks totally healthy, totally ready to go, I might consider the over here because I do think they win the division. But I get your point. I do think it seems a little high. And if you look at history, they're over-under is high. So I think it's weird. The 17 thing is already throwing me off because 9.5 does
it
feel
really
high.
Does. Yeah.
But then we're saying, all right, so 9-8. Like, that's the point. So it is kind of it's a weird one, especially with this division. Like, and we'll get to, like, after we go through each one, we'll talk about how we think the division plays out and all that type of stuff. But, yeah, I think 9.5, I would – again, if I had to bet it today, right now, I'd probably take the under, but I don't feel nearly as good about it as you do is where I'm at.
And the under is the favorite right now. The under is minus 134, over is plus 110. And over the last 10 years, when their over-under has been 9.5 or greater, they're 0-3.
So you know what? So as we're doing this, like, I really, I actually don't think Dallas wins the division. I think Washington's the best team in this division. As we talk this out, and we're going to get to their over and under next, but I'm just, in my gut, as I'm doing this, I feel like Washington's going to win the division.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you. Like, why are you so high on the Cowboys?
I'm not. As I'm saying, it was almost like Dak, he'll be back.
Yeah, it's just Dak. That's it. But even that is a question.
No, that's what I'm realizing. That's what I'm realizing as I'm saying it. I'm looking at these two over-unders. And so let's pivot to Washington, because Washington is 8, and I absolutely love the over. I love it. I think they're better than 8. And if I'm going to say that, and I say Dallas is probably a 9-win team, then I feel better about Washington. I think Washington goes 10-7. I think I'm making my call right now, and again, things can change, but right now, I think Washington goes 10-7 and wins the division. And if any team is going to go 11-6, I think it's Washington. I think they're the best team in the division, Elliot.
So I went through their schedule this morning, and granted, we don't have them in order. We just know their opponents, so that could change things. But I had them at 9-8 after going through my schedule. So I would pick the over. I wouldn't bet the over. I don't trust that organization. Like, I don't trust Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't trust them where I can sit here and say they're going to be a good team. Like, I can't put my money on it. So I agree with you that I think Washington right now is the best roster in the division. I think they probably also definitely have the best head coach. I'm just very concerned about the quarterback and the track record of this organization just not being very good. Like, I just don't trust them to meet the expectations. So while I agree with you that they would be my pick, and when I went through and picked each game for all four teams, I came out with them at 9-8. I wouldn't put my money on it. I'd pick the over, but I wouldn't put my money on it.
Yeah, I would bet on this. I talking it out and really thinking about Dallas and thinking about the Giants, and we know how I feel about the Eagles. Like, I think they're going to win more games in this division than not, and I think they're going to be the best team. And I have a lot more faith in Ryan Fitzpatrick than you do. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's a good NFL quarterback. Like, I think he's in the 15 to 20 range this season going into the year. 20 maybe, whatever. But, like, so much better than what they had last year. They went 7-9 with Dwayne Haskins starting an important percentage of their games, and Alex Smith couldn't move. Like, I just think they're so much better. I think Ron Rivera, and I think the point you make about, oh, they're always bad or whatever, is absolutely fair. I won't argue with that. They are a trash organization. But I do think that, and we talk about this a lot, that, like, this is a head coach and quarterback league, and I do think Ron Rivera has changed things there. Like, I do think that he is running a ship that is tight, and it might not be as an organization great, but I think they're heading in the right direction organizationally.
I agree. I think adding Ron Rivera is reason to think that they could turn it around and be a good organization for a few years, like if Dan Snyder listens to him. But you said it's a quarterback and a head coach league. I agree. I think it's, when I'm picking these teams, it's the Lions, the quarterback, and the head coach. Ryan Fitzpatrick, let me throw this stat by you. He started 10-plus games in his career 8 times. He's had a winning record in one of them. So, again, this is a better situation
than he's been
in. Yeah, but
he's been on horrible teams.
I get that. Yes, I get that. But it's not like he's on the Chiefs or the Packers. I mean, the Washington's good. Let's not overrate
how good their roster is. Look, this all comes down to, I like Ryan Fitzpatrick, like, significantly more than you. That's really what this comes down to. I think he's a really good quarterback. Like, I think they're going to win more games because Ryan Fitzpatrick is their quarterback. That's how I feel.
And I think he's somebody that, when he has to play an extended amount of time, his flaws really show up.
Well, so we're going to find out.
We're kind of on the same page. I mean, you like the over. I would pick it. You just have them at 10 wins, and I have them at like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
That's really the only difference.
Yeah, and but. I would bet the over for, again, like, we'll get to what your favorite bet on this board is. Washington to win the division is my favorite. Washington over and Washington to win the division. Like, I think those are the two best bets on the board. That's how I feel about Washington.
Yeah, well, Washington isn't the favorite to win the division. So if you think they're going to win it, I like that bet for you. I think they're plus 350 maybe, something like that.
That's a good bet.
Still pretty good odds.
Yeah, it's a good bet. And I definitely love the over. All right, two more teams left. One of them pretty important. And like we mentioned, you can bet on every single one of these lines on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Elliot and I, you've heard us. We've told you how much fun we have using this app, how much more fun it is to watch the games, how you can do everything on the app, whether it's pro basketball, baseball, futures, as we're talking about right now, live in-game betting. Speaking of live in-game betting, we talked about the golf tournament this weekend, the biggest one of them all. You can bet in-game live betting for that. And, of course, you can bet on individual performances from each of the golfers. Big weekend down there, and you can take advantage of it. Elliot has. Join Elliot. Elliot is basically a golf expert when it comes to betting.
I'm trying to take advantage of it. We shall see.
I have faith in you. I think
I've checked the scoreboard multiple times today already. I don't even know if they're playing. Yeah, I don't even know when these people tee off. Yeah. So like, but it's certainly making me follow the tournament.
Yeah, and that's fun. And again, that's what I always say. And I know it sounds cliche, but it's not. It's true. It is at least my experience with this is. I just have so much more fun watching these games, watching this golf, all that stuff when I got a little action on it. Like, it just increases the enjoyment that I have. And here's the deal. If you sign up now for new customers only, you sign up, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, a risk-free bet. Risk-free. That is for me. That's for Elliot. That's for you. A $500 risk-free bet. Here's what you need to do. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GoBirds. That's parkscasino.com/PA and the promo code GoBirds, G-O-B-I-R-D-S, to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions. Bet with the home team, Pennsylvania's home team sports betting app. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. The Giants, Elliot, they are sitting at an over-under of 7. What has your research told you about the Giants, and where do you come down?
So over the last 10 years, the Giants had an over-under of 7 times, ironically enough, and they're 1-5-1.
Like, wow.
My official stance.
1-5-1.
Yeah. So they very rarely meet it. My official stance on the Giants, and kids, put the earmuffs on, but like, fuck out of here. Like, I'm not. That's my official 2021 stance on the Giants. Like, get out of here with the Giants. Like, come on. You're telling me this team that was not good last year was only good because they was even only competing for a playoff spot because they were in the worst division of all time. I don't like the head coach. Yes, he was a little better than I thought, but I don't like him overall. Daniel Jones has been in the league for 2 years and is only getting worse. Like, this team is not, and 17 games helps, of course, but I do not trust the Giants whatsoever. I just don't. So, look, if it was like 8, I'd feel way better over on the under. 7 is a little low since they won 6 last year. And, you know, they're going to have 17 games this year to try to top it. But I would bet the under in this. I just don't trust them. I don't think they're a good team. I don't think they're as good as they showed last year.
Yeah, so I've been going back and forth on the Giants. And, especially because the number is so low, I could see the argument for betting the over. And I could see the argument, like you just made, for betting the under. This is definitely a stay away for me between the two, but
yeah, great.
Yeah, but and to the point, it seems like the betting public isn't really sure, as it's -110 for both sides. So there isn't even a, you know, clear side that people are betting on this one. I think for me, what it comes down to, and you mentioned it, is on a basic level, I think Daniel Jones stinks. Like, I think that guy stinks. I don't think he's a long-term NFL quarterback. I don't think he's special in any way, shape, or form. Now, they did upgrade the roster. I mean, the Galladay signing, that was one you were stumping for the Eagles to make. Like, that is a good move. That dude's a good player. They've made some nice moves to, you know, add some talent to the roster. So, and again, like you said, they won 6 games last year. So I can't just say, oh, that's definitely an under, because it might not be, and I could see things rolling their way. But it is compelling, and you put the list together, and they've only gone over 2 times in the last 10 years. I mean, that's
right,
that's wild.
And the other thing is, and we disagreed somewhat on Washington on the quarterback spot, but one of the reasons we both really like Washington is because they have really good offensive line, really good defensive line, really good head coach, right? And then the quarterback we debate on. But when you look at the Giants, last year as a pass rushing defensive line, they were 18th in the league according to Pro Football Focus. As a pass blocking line, they were the worst in the league, right? So I think they have the worst lines in the division on both sides, right? And overall, when you combine the offensive and defense line, I think they have the worst lines in the division. We'll see on Nick Sirianni, but like, you could convince me that Joe Judge is the worst coach in the division. I like Mike McCarthy better, and Sirianni's a wild card. I think I would take Nick Sirianni over Joe Judge if I had to pick between those two, just because I don't like Joe Judge, and who knows what Sirianni will be. So, and then Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, I think that's, honestly, I would take Jalen Hurts, but it's at the very worst a toss-up, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
I would take Jalen Hurts.
Right. So I think that just looking at the Giants, they have arguably the worst lines, in my opinion, the worst quarterback, and then you know, head coach, we'll see. But I don't see anything appealing about this roster. Like, I would have liked the Eagles to sign Kenny Golladay. I think it would have been throwing money at a problem. But Kenny Golladay is not swinging my opinion on the division. You know, like, you have to have fun other things in place before he's able to help you. And I don't think the Giants have those things.
Yeah. Look, again, I as I search my soul for how I feel about the Giants and my negativity towards the Eagles not clouding it and saying, oh, well, I think the Eagles are worse, which I do. I still think the Eagles are coming in fourth place in this division, but I can't bring myself to take the over on seven. I lean under. Honestly, if I had to bet, I think it pushes.
I'd stay away.
Yeah, I think it pushes. I think they're a 7-10 team. That would have been my guess coming into the season. 7-10.
And the number being seven is even telling, because, like, I think that the general narrative around the NFC East is like Cowboys, Giants, Washington are on the come up. The Eagles are terrible. Like, would you agree that's the general
narrative? Yeah, I think
that's the
general narrative. Sure.
And the Cowboys are 9.5. Washington's 8. Like, 7 is pretty low, I think, for the Giants. I think it does speak to where they view that the Giants are definitely a class below the other two teams in the division.
Yeah, I think that's a fair take. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the best bet of all of them.
Here it is.
6.5, the Eagles. Tell me why it's the best bet, Elliot.
Because, all right, if you're listening to this pod, you've been an Eagles fan for probably a very long time, probably your whole life. And one thing that is consistently true with the Eagles, when people think they're going to be bad, they're good. When people think they're going to be good, they're bad. I went back and I looked over ever since Jeffrey Lurie bought the team, and we'll look at a smaller sample size in a little bit. But since Jeffrey Lurie bought the team, when they're over under prior to the season is 9.5 or higher, like when people think this team is going to be good, they're 6-7. When it's 7.5 or lower, they're 3-1. When it's 8.5 or lower, they're 8-2. Since Andy Reid left, when their over-under win total is below 8.5, they're 5-0 on hitting the over. This is a team that thrives. Yeah, right? This is a team that thrives on being the underdog. Like, it's so true. So I'm looking at this, Ross. I'm looking at the team. 6.5, right? Again, my favorite bet in the division, like, they are going to get over 6.5 wins. Everything in the world went wrong for them last year. They won 4 games. They tied the other. And on a 17-game schedule, you know, who knows? Maybe that I think that would come out to, like, maybe 5 wins, right? So they just have to be 2 games better, 2.5 games better. And they can do it. They can do it. When you look at the offensive line, I think there's an argument for them having the best offensive line in the division. At worst, they're number 2 behind Washington. There's an argument for them having the best defensive line in the division, but they're probably number 2. Washington's number 1. The quarterback situation, you know, we've talked about this, like Jalen Hurts in the upside. And who knows with Nick Sirianni, but in 2016, their over-under was 6.5 with Doug Peterson as rookie head coach, and they hit the over with 7.
Just
so
barely, to be fair. Barely.
Well, they still hit the over. If I bet over under on 21.5 points and it hits 22, I still win, you know? So I think that the track record shows when the Eagles are supposed to be bad, they surprise people, and that it's reflective in the fact that it's 6.5.
Yeah. So I can't argue with the track record. Obviously that is factual, and looking at the years they're expected to be bad and what they did and all that. All I can go with is the fact that I think they're the worst they've ever been from an organizational standpoint in my lifetime. Like, you know, since Rich, you know, the Rich Kotite days, and, you know, since prior to Jeffrey, certainly in the Jeffrey Lurie era, this is the lowest I have ever felt as an Eagles fan about the team, the roster, and their future. So that's why I look at this and say they're not winning 7 games. Because I don't think they are. Again, we just did that exercise in our last pod, going through and picking essentially the 22 best players. And you picked Quez Watkins was one of the players picked. I mean, that's how bad this roster is. This roster is so weak. Now, yes, the lines and the quarterback. Like, theoretically, could that lead them to 7 wins or more? Absolutely. Like, the NFL's weird, things happen. And really, if Jalen Hurts is awesome, that's a whole different story.
Or just average.
If he's average, they're not winning 7 games, man. This roster's horrible. Jalen Hurts
if
being
he's a
awesome.
Top, I'll make you a bet. If he's a top 16 quarterback.
There's no way.
Right?
How do we judge this? It's one of those, like, I hate QBR.
I hate that, though.
You know I hate that stat. Like, and he's not going to be. Okay. If anything, like, he's going to add value with his legs. That would be a bad bet for you, because he's not going to be top 16
That's
in pass
fair.
Rating, most
That's
likely.
Fair. That's fair.
But regardless, it's not about, like, I think this team is flat out bad. I am not expecting Nick Sirianni to come in and be a great first-year head coach. I think he needs time. Like, I think there are too many things going against this team. Like, I would not only, like, I would absolutely bet the under. It's a low number. I think they're like a 5-12 team. Like, that's what I expect them to do. My prediction as of right now, and things can change, is the Eagles are 5-12 this year. That's how I feel.
So I went through all 17 of their opponents this morning and picked a win or loss for each. I'm going to offer this to you. I feel like you're going to say no. Do you want to go through each really quickly and say whether you think it's a win or loss?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy by that because I thought you'd say no. All right. At Atlanta.
Loss.
I agree. At Carolina.
Loss.
Okay. I have it as a win. At Dallas.
Loss.
All right. I have a loss as well. At Denver.
That sits a lot on the road in a row. Is that their third straight road game?
This is not their schedule. Oh, this is just their.
All right, so I'll give them a win in Denver. There's one.
Okay, I had them as a win there too. At Detroit.
Actually, I'll give them a win in Detroit, but not in, I think they win one of those two games. I don't know which one.
Are you keeping track how many wins, by the way?
I'm at one win.
Well, you have two now because I
gave them a loss in Carolina.
Okay. All right.
I think they win one of Denver and Detroit. One of those two. I don't know which one.
Okay. So just keep a track of wins. You're at one win. At the Giants.
I think they lose in New York.
Okay. At Las Vegas.
Loss.
At Washington. Let me guess what this one is. Okay. At the Jets.
Win. So I have two wins.
Two wins. All right. Home versus Dallas.
Loss.
Home versus the Giants.
Win. So that's three wins.
So you're at three. Home versus New Orleans. Remember, they don't have Drew Brees anymore.
Loss.
And they beat them last year. Okay.
Loss.
All right. Home versus Tampa Bay.
Loss.
Home versus Kansas City.
Loss.
So their schedule was more difficult than I remember.
I'm only at three wins. Five might be high.
Yeah. All right. Home versus the Chargers.
Loss.
Oh. All right. I disagree.
Justin Herbert coming to throw it all over the field on us.
Home versus San Francisco.
Loss. I mean, they're going to win one of these that I don't expect them to. So win against San
Francisco. Yeah, then they'll lose one.
Yeah,
vice versa. Home versus Washington.
Loss.
All right. So how many wins?
I had four wins. So maybe I missed one.
Okay.
You know, that's how I feel, though. I mean, maybe they win the New Orleans win, maybe this. But, like, there aren't that many that I would call toss-up games, you know? Like, the division games.
So here's what I had.
Detroit, Denver.
I had them beating Carolina. Beating Denver, beating Detroit, beating the Jets, splitting with Dallas and New York, beating the Saints, beating the Chargers, beating the 49ers.
God, that's a lot of wins, dude. That's crazy.
I had them at eight wins. Yeah, eight wins.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this team is better than you think. You'll see. But,
all right, we're going to find out.
I also think you're overestimating some of these teams. Like, Denver's not very good. Detroit's not very good. Carolina's okay. We'll see what Sam Darnold is.
It's nothing, dude. It's not overestimating. I don't think those teams are any good. I think the Eagles are. You know why? I think the Eagles are one of the five worst teams in football. Like,
I know.
Legitimately.
And I think going through this, clearly you're leaning on the negative side and I'm leaning on the optimistic side. You know what I mean? So, like, all the 50-50 games, you're giving them losses and I'm giving them wins. Like, they beat the 49ers last year in San Francisco. So, and they were terrible. I mean, I don't think you think they'll be worse than
last
year.
They're going to get a win we don't expect. They're going to get a loss we don't expect. I think when it all evens out, I think they're much worse than they are good is where I come down.
Yeah, I would bet the over of 6.5. But again, I don't think they're a 10-win team. But I think with 17 games, I think they could win 8. Like, again, everything went so poorly for them last year. I just can't imagine everything goes that poorly for them again. The only wild card is, like, Nick Sirianni could be a disaster.
Yeah, and so could Jalen Hurts. We both like Jalen Hurts, but, like, he is far from a proven product. Like, Jalen Hurts might not be a great NFL quarterback. That is absolutely a possibility. Like, Hurts, Sirianni, both of those guys could suck. Like, that is a possibility, Elliot.
Let me ask you this, and we're probably getting into, like, larger topics, so just quickly. Jonathan Gannon, there's part of me that thinks a lot of teams wanted him. Like, he is probably the most sought-after commodity. I mean, maybe on the roster, honestly, when you consider, like, multiple teams wanted to hire him. Nobody wanted Sirianni. Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. Like, does Jonathan Gannon, you know, sway you either way?
We'll see. Okay. I mean, like, let's put it this way. I'm more excited about – I'm more hopeful about Jonathan Gannon than I am about Sirianni. I agree with everything you said. I get all that stuff. But, like, I don't – I mean, Jonathan Gannon's not moving the needle for me. Like, hopefully he's great. And hopefully that good defense. He's also a guy who's never been a defensive coordinator before. I mean, there are tons of guys who are highly sought after for head coaching jobs. I mean, Adam Gase was the very first guy hired in that Doug Peterson class and then got another job after that. Chip Kelly, I mean, we see it all the time where sought after guys are wrongly sought after, so to speak.
Yeah, well, Gase hasn't got another job. He's
Yes, he got the Jets job after him, the Miami job. My point is, he was the when Doug Peterson was hired.
Didn't the Jets hire him?
No, that cycle.
You're right. He was with the Dolphins.
I know.
Feels like forever.
I know. He was the very first coach hired. Remember the Eagles wanted him all that? Nope.
I remember that.
Yeah. So
I just for some reason thought that he took the Jets job. No. That time, yeah. But you're right. Dolphins.
So it's
wild he got another job. It's unbelievable. They weren't as bad in Miami as they were in New York, but
still unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
look, I think this is a nice illustration of why you're more positive on them and why I'm more negative. And look, as I said the other day with Sirianni, like, I hope you're right. Like, I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't care if people come back and play the table, 12 wins or 11 wins, whatever. Awesome. I've never wanted to be wrong more in my life. I just don't see it this year.
All right, I'm going to write these down. And last year, we didn't keep track of them. This year, I'm going to keep track. And we can change them. Obviously, these are not our final picks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right, so maybe I won't write these down then. Because maybe we'll do these close to the season and make our final picks.
Love it. Yeah.
But overall, I'm on the over on the Eagles, the under on the Giants, the under on the Cowboys. And I guess I'd pick over on Washington.
Yeah, I'm under.
On Washington, but I would not bet Giants or Washington.
Yeah, I'm over Washington. Under Eagles, and then I wouldn't bet Dallas or the Giants. But if I had to choose, the Giants one, I really don't want to bet. I really don't. And if I had to choose, I think the Cowboys get to 10 wins, but I don't feel great about it. So I really would not bet those two. For me, it's the Washington over and the Philly under, the two best bets.
Yeah, my favorite bets ranked would be over Eagles, under Cowboys, over Washington, under Giants, over Washington.
Yeah, I like it. Go place those bets. Park Casino Sportsbook app. Get some value. Look, you can get some value early on things, and then there are certain ones to wait for. And we'll dive in. We're going to go through all the divisions, all the over-unders coming up. And, of course, Saturday, 1 to 3 on WIP, full 2 hours, Elliot. Unless something happens, Elliot and I have already got a topic brewing. We got a good one.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a good one. I'll hold this, but I think that I'm going to be able to change your opinion on this one.
Oh, so really? Oh, well, yeah. All right. Yeah. If that's not reason enough to tune in at 1 o'clock on WIP on Saturday, I don't know what is.
And call in.
215-592-9494. Call us. Tell the producer or podcast listener. We'll get you up to the top. All right, Elliot, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Nope, that's it. I'm going to go check the Masters website and see if my guy started to play yet.
Do you need to take another shower? Or you're good because you took the one?
Well, so tonight.
Hold on. Great. So wait, this great question here. So this leads to if you shower to go out earlier in the day and then come home and you're home, do you shower again? Is there double shower days?
Almost always. Like, I guess it depends. Like, if I'm only home for an hour or so. But if I come home, get changed into, like, comfortable clothes and relax, and we go out again, I'm almost always showering again.
You're the best. I mean, it
takes, like, 4 minutes. I just hop in.
I'm a quick shower guy, too. I hate showers, though. I mean, I take them every day. But, like, I'm not, I can't wait to take a shower. Like, my wife, Emily, loves a shower. She'll get in there, that. I don't. I'm like, this is, like, utility. I just want to get clean and get out. It's a waste of time, as far as I'm concerned.
But I will take quick ones if I need to. Okay. So tonight, and we're recording this, I'm recording this on a Thursday. But tonight, I'm doing a draft video with Joe DeCamera, and I'm almost positive he's going to be in his bathtub. So,
buddy,
I don't know if I need to shower for that, but we shall see.
I would not.
You would not. All right, we'll see.
You bring the same energy Joe DeCamera is to the video.
It's tough. Yeah.
All right. Again, check us out Saturday, 1 to 3 on WIP. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Until then, he's Elliot James. We'll talk to you soon.